It Takes Two, Amy Eiler, J.J. Gordon. If you want to see us in person, well, we're going to be at the Gourmet Soup Kitchen coming up this next Tuesday, October 4th. And who better to tell us about that than Churches United's own Pastor Sue? Welcome back to the airwaves.
Thanks, JJ. It's great to be with you.
So this Gourmet Soup Kitchen, first and foremost, is an event that people look forward to every single year. Not only is it a great opportunity to taste some great soups, but it's a great opportunity to support Churches United.
Absolutely. It's our signature fundraising event, and it's the first time we've been in person in 3 years.
Whoa.
So we are so excited to gather with our neighbors and supporters in the community, and you and Amy, and be there in person. It's going to be a great evening. We have 26 celebrity chefs who are bringing forth different soups that people can try. We've got a lot to share about our mission and the updates and the things that we have on the horizon, and we're just very excited about
it. Yeah, it's going to be great. You know, I have the Gourmet Soup Kitchen to thank for my first mandolin incident because Callie Musland, who used to work here, and I decided we're going to make our soup this year. We don't want to just buy one. We made one. It was a labor of love. Mm-hmm. It was so fun to make one. And you really do sort of get into the spirit of that competition when you get there, too. Like, yes, it's a great, you're going to be full from all of the soups you're trying. But it's this fun, like, competition atmosphere, too, where everybody wants you to try their soup. They want to have the best one. They want you to stuff some dollars in their jar.
Absolutely. And so at the end of the night, we will award the Silver Ladle Award to the chef who has raised the most money in their bowl. And so there really is friendly competition that happens in the room. And it's just a great community event.
So let's tell people why we are going out to the Gourmet Soup Kitchen. Let's talk about the things Churches United does, because, man, you guys have grown significantly. And it sounds weird, but that's not the growth we want to see, right? We want to see to eliminate homelessness and eliminate all the great causes you guys support.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. But we are committed to providing safe shelter, stable housing, nutritious food, and a path to healing for our neighbors in the community in need. And for those who don't know, we merged with the Dorothy Day House and the Dorothy Day Food Pantries in 2019. And part of the reason we did that was so that we could have an economy of scale as an organization that would allow us to leverage the resources that people entrust to us in the best ways possible so that we can serve our neighbors. And there's so much intersectionality between homelessness and hunger and the need for stable housing and how all of those things come together to provide a foundation for wholeness and healing in people's lives. And so it really is a great convergence of passion and talent and the call to love our neighbors.
What does
homelessness look like in our community for someone? I think we all, most of us who are listening, are privileged enough to go about our life and not think and know about what's actually happening around us.
Yeah, that's very true, I think, for most people. And so all of our shelters, all three of our shelters, are at or near capacity every night. The two fastest growing demographics among people experiencing homelessness are people over the age of 55 and people under the age of 5. And so at Micah's Mission, which is our largest shelter where we shelter families, on any given night, we have anywhere between 35 and 50 kids. Some of them school age, most of them not school age. Also, one of the things we have on the horizon is to build the Silver Linings apartments, and those will provide 36 units of permanent supportive housing for seniors 55 and older. On any given night in Fargo-Moorhead, there are at least 1,200 people who are experiencing homelessness, and community-wide, there are less than 500 shelter beds. And so the need is tremendous. And by supporting an organization like Churches United, you can help us move people from homelessness into stable housing. That opens a bed for somebody else who needs it, and we just keep working on it, one household, one person at a time. If you look at it only by the numbers, it's too much, and you get overwhelmed. You have to look at it one person at a time.
Yeah, wow. What a great way to put that into perspective, one person at a time.
Yeah.
And you know, right when I started on KFGO was right when Bright Sky was opening. And that was such a huge undertaking that, you know, you guys went straight from, you know, you went from the frying pan into the fire because you kept working and working. this is something that is a 24/7 job. There's a lot of people who are working for you. In fact, if you're looking for a career change, Churches United would love to talk to you right now.
Absolutely. So we pay very competitive wages. We have excellent benefits. We have one of the best teams of people anywhere in the region to work with. So if you have a heart for your community, a heart for your neighbors, and you're looking for a change in your career, come talk to us. We would love to talk with you.
And of course, maybe just come out to the Gourmet Soup Kitchen and meet some of the fine people, because I imagine you'll have just about everybody you can muster to get out there. And of course, if you want to get a ticket, okay, so tickets are still available right now. Get them before they're gone. We made it really easy. You can just text the word soup to 35270, and then we'll send you a link with the tickets directly back to that. Text soup to 35270. That's pretty easy. There'll be maybe some limited available at the door.
There will be some availability at the door, but our attendance is capped. And so if you really want to be sure you get your ticket ahead of time, text soup to the number that JJ said, and you'll get a link to buy tickets. And we would love to have you join us.
Now, you've been doing this so many years that, do you have a favorite soup? Is there a soup that sets the bar for you from over the years that you can remember? You probably don't even get a chance to taste everything while you're out there.
I was going to say, I'm so busy going from table to table and conversation to conversation that, you know, I might have a roll somewhere along the line.
Sure.
You can count me in for a cheesecake bite, but my opportunity to taste soup before they're packed up is really limited.
Even though you're putting us to work, we still fully intend on figuring out a way to try the soup. So
I hope you will.
Definitely figuring out a way to do that.
I think since we get to be in there before they open the doors, that's when we should go and be like, yep. we were told we need to try before we talk about it.
That might be a good idea.
One other thing that we haven't touched on, the Gourmet Soup Kitchen has an amazing live auction as well part of the evening. And so if you are looking to get something really phenomenal, I'll have you run down some of the items. But these things are really great. And by buying one of these auction items, you not only get to have an amazing experience in most cases, but you're also giving to Churches United. So tell us about some of the items you have on this year.
Yeah, so some of the things that are on the live auction are a great sports package that includes a really high-end set of golf clubs. We have a number of trip vacation options on the live auction, including one to New York City to Broadway that includes tickets to a show, backstage with cast members. We have one to New Orleans that's kind of cooking your way through 300 years of culinary history in New Orleans. You're doing the whole food thing today.
Trust me, this is pales in comparison to what you're going to experience in New Orleans.
Right, but you know, there's some foodies listening. That's going to be a lot of fun. Then there's a package where you can choose your destination anywhere in the United States to choose where you would go for a vacation. We have a Carson Wentz autographed jersey. We've got all kinds of great stuff lined up.
And a current Carson Wentz jersey,
yes,
too.
That's right.
So if you've got other ones in your collection, you might as well just keep adding it, right?
You could add it. But the heart of the auction is our fund a need. And so we'll have an opportunity, people who are there will have an opportunity to hear about the incredible people, neighbors in this community that we serve, and then how their dollars can make such a huge impact on the community, on the people that we serve. You know, it's all about neighbors. Our tagline is Churches United, here for every neighbor. And we are all neighbors in this community. And I believe that we're called to walk with each other and help each other along the way.
Well, and you pick some great neighbors to do that auctioneering for you, too.
Yeah.
You know, those McLaughlin boys know what they're doing, that's for sure.
For sure.
Okay, so again, text the word soup to 35270. We'll send you a link with ticket information to the Gourmet Soup Kitchen coming up this Tuesday, October 4th. Pastor Sue, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for what you do in this community.
You as well. We'll see you Tuesday. I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds good. Looks like a road that you travel on.